Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, Shaq, it is time to start off the show. And as always, I'd like to ask you a question. Here is your question. Do you DJ by yourself at home?
I do not.
You don't?
No. I'm not a real DJ.
But how do DJs practice?
Well, real DJs probably do. I'm not a real DJ, though.
But you have DJed in public. I've seen you DJ.
Yeah, but it's not real DJing. It's just like playing music I like.
So you just went, you learned in public?
Yeah, pretty much.
Sounds fishy.
All right. But also, I want to reiterate, I don't consider myself a real DJ.
Neither do I, man.
Thanks.
Everybody, check us out at 6 Unseemly on all social media at unseemlyquestions.com.
6 Unseemly Questions!
Welcome to 6 Unseemly Questions. I'm your host, Victor Varnado. This is my sidekick, Shaq Stanley. Great to have you here, man. We went on a road trip together recently. It was a good time.
It was. Great.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was fun to have you perform on the same show with me, man.
We should do more
of that in the future. Now, no problem. We have a great contestant on the show today. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Vanetta Schofield. All right.
Hey, what's up?
What is up? Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Also, we have a wonderful studio audience. We have Mike Eaton and Ariel Elias. Thank you all for being here. All right, Vanetta. All right, Vanetta. I don't know why I sounded like that. Okay, here we go. Vanetta, I'm going to tell you how the show works, and we're going to get started. I'm going to ask you 6 unseemly questions. At the end of each question, I'll ring a bell if I like your answer, like this. However, if I do not like your answer, I will not ring a bell, and I will tell you why. Regardless of how many bells you get, at the end of the show, we'll decide whether or not it's worth giving you $5. Okay? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. It is time for question number one. Question number one. What's the largest animal you could take in a fight?
Oh, shit. Probably like a lion that had just been born.
Oh, okay. Like a baby lion.
A baby lion.
A baby lion. You don't think... Okay, now here's the thing. Like a baby lion cub, all right? I think...
it's like seconds old.
Yeah, you're like seconds old. Like newborn. This thing can't move.
Yeah, but like I'm a lioness, so I could like, you know, channel that energy to do what I had to do to like kill it.
All right, okay. But you think that's the largest animal you could take?
Well,
an immobile lion cub.
Yeah. I still would want to have some honor in my kill, so that's why I chose a lion cub.
Gotcha.
I don't know if there's honor in that. You're killing a newborn.
That's the one that honors, like, killed a defenseless newborn. Only seconds old.
I feel like you also honorable. Could have just said, like, a regular-sized house cat.
Crazy. Have you fought a house cat? Like, no. No.
Well, okay. All right. I'm gonna say no bell on that. I think I'll tell you why. It is because I think that there's probably a better answer.
Always a better answer, but you asked me. That's my best answer.
I totally understand that. Okay, so the first question was Nobel, and we can all understand why. So it's time to move on to question number two. But before we do that, can you tell people out there what you do?
I daydream about lions and I comedy shows. No, I'm a comedian and producer. I go by the Booker and the Talent. I produce and host comedy shows.
Awesome. Right on. Okay. All right, so now it's time for question number two. Here we go. Question number two. What would be on your to-do list today if the world ended tomorrow?
Well, got some people to f*** and some people to curse out. So I would just ride around, smoke weed, and make my list and my rounds of people.
Just both ends, like people you just like love or hate, like both ends.
I mean, I think I've accomplished a lot of things that I like want to do in life. I'm living my dreams, but you know, there's some people that I would really let know, you know, some shit because I haven't got my full revenge yet. I'm sounding really bad.
Well, no, I don't think that necessarily. I don't think that's necessarily bad. True. Like if I knew the world was going to end tomorrow, would more people get randomly slapped by me? Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Absolutely. Shaq.
Bring it on.
Ooh, he sounds tough. Forget about it. Forget that part, guys. No, I don't think that's necessarily like any different than a lot of people would think.
Okay.
You know, so. But Nobel for being unsure of yourself. All right. But it is now time for question number three. Question number three. What's the most fun part about anger?
Most fun part about anger?
Yes.
I don't know. I would probably say just like the workout after. Like, I love an angry workout. That's the funnest thing for me. Like working out when I'm angry.
I feel like working out is I work out if I'm angry too. And I feel like, but that's not the fun part about anger. I think for me.
Well, I mean,
go ahead.
I love the fact that I could run 2 miles and not look down, just like that. So maybe the action, because I think that I love working out the most. Like, that's the most results I get from my anger. But I'll say the action from anger, like literally anything that I do when I'm mad is like, I'm mad. I'm giving, you know, that's the fun part. You don't give.
Yeah, I get that. And I do that, but also with screaming, because I like to scream. Like, my favorite part about being angry is yelling crazy shit. Like, that's my favorite part. And
my voice is my job, so I'm not at my job.
Oh, well, I mean, you've got a better handle on things than I do, I guess. But I'm just saying that I like to yell and it's fun.
It is really fun, like the combination of words that happen when you're angry, like the firing of cylinders. It's like slightly off. Wait, like, have you ever seen the video of the bowler, the guy who like bowls a strike and wins with whatever tournament, and he's like real fired up, and then he goes like, who do you think you are? I am.
That's great. I like there's one guy who is mad at me on the subway, and he yelled something that was so cool that I actually ended up putting it in my act, because it's just so funny what he yelled at me, because I was trying to get around him and he didn't want me to get around him in the subway, and he turned on me and he goes, back up, man, or I will introduce you to Jesus. And I was like, that's amazing.
Dude, there was a frat bro that got upset at a show a couple nights ago because I was making fun of his date. He goes, if you don't shut up, I'll f*** your mouth.
Oh my God. That's
I
really
stutter
funny.
When I'm mad. Like, when I can't really speak. Like, when I'm upset, I stutter. Like, so I don't get out good. I don't do well. I'm horrible at roasting.
I understand that. Maybe that's also probably why yelling isn't part of your anger ritual, I guess.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. You know what? I'm going to say Belle on that one, but it is definitely not like, it's kind of like a pity Belle, I would say. Because it's like,
Thank you. I live for that.
It kind of dwindled out and then, you know, but a Belle nonetheless. Woo. That is now time for question number four. Question number four. If you could fly, what would your superpower be?
What? Did AI write this one?
Yes, it did. It wrote a trick question. The AI wrote a trick question, and I was like, really? It wrote a trick question? Because it knows this. It knows it's a trick question. And it wrote it because it thinks that that's the type of question that I would write.
I love
and then
that.
We wanted to see if it would work. And
yeah,
I don't think
so
it did. Did it
I'll
work?
Play because no? The Phoenix, right? She could like fly.
Okay.
And then that would be her. Like, so yeah, that would possess all of her superpowers, which would entail more than flying.
All right. Well, this this question of the AI I would call would be a fail. It is not a very well written question by AI, I would say, because the answer, it was AI's fault that the answer was confusing. So I'm going to say Nobel for you.
I'm going to say Nobel for you as a host, giving me this question.
Hey, you know, I actually agree with you on failure. This one. I actually, because it was put in as an experiment. Normally, I would never put a trick question
in the
show.
What the hell is this, man? Okay.
Yeah, you're right. It was unfair, but still Nobel. And that is so unfortunate that you had to fall on the sword for that one. I apologize.
Oh. But in a world where everybody can fly, what would your superpower be?
I guess if everybody could fly, then that would be a way that would not be a trick question, I guess.
Yeah, so AI is fired, Ariel's hired.
Thank you. So it's all I'm looking for.
A job.
Yeah. Yeah, but to answer your question, I would probably read minds. That would be my superpower.
That's a pretty good one. Pretty good superpower. Here is a question number 5 that I wrote. Why are you so awesome?
The entrepreneur's wound. Like same thing that happened like with Ted Turner and his dad telling him he wasn't shit and killing himself and like telling him it was his fault. But not that extreme. But all entrepreneurs have these things where they're fighting to kind of prove something. And I was like always bullied and picked on and all those things. And I've always been really ridiculed for being like this smart yet weird, obscure point of view person. So I've fought my ass off to just be awesome and I don't know, prove like that wrong from that place and that void that I felt as a young kid. Oh. Sorry, that was the honest answer.
No, that's actually a good answer. As also myself, recently I've been doing a lot more with entrepreneurship in the last 6 years. So I feel you. It definitely hits home. So it's a good answer.
Thanks.
But I will say Nobel for making me feel vulnerable.
Wow.
Well, you, Victor, and your bills. I'm sorry. I apologize.
That's okay. That's quite all right. It's just that sometimes like when I feel like the veil is pulled back on my, you know, comic disguise, I it's too much. So I have to go back. I have to retreat into the darkness.
Well, which is hosting the show. Too real.
It's okay. It's quite all right. We've enjoyed you so far. And we have one more question. So
okay, yeah. Let's do it.
Here it is. It's time for question number 6. I think I know your answer to this question. If I was bitten by a zombie, would you kill me before I turned?
Yes.
Okay. You know, that's fair.
Quick. In seconds.
I think that's fair. I don't, do you think you've, now, remove me for a second. Do you think that you would be the person in the zombie world to kill someone before they turned if they were bitten? Would you do that to save your group?
Yes. Yeah. I would be that person. I would do what's necessary. And it's just crazy. And I'm not saying I would be a killer like in real life, but I've been like, I'll be watching movies and I'll like support. Oh, they need to die. They're f***ing up the plot. You know, like I just see when people will ruin what's going for the community. And I would be that one individual that would, you know what? I know it'll be hard for you, but I'm going to do what the f*** needs to be done. So yes, I would kill who need to be killed.
How about the rest of you? What do you think? Where would you be in that spectrum?
Oh, I'd kill you immediately.
You'd kill me immediately.
Like, why wouldn't I? You're a zombie. You're going to be a zombie.
Okay. And if it wasn't me specifically?
Oh, anybody.
Oh, just anybody. Okay.
Yeah, great.
I didn't feel so bad then.
I mean, you're not you anymore. You're not you anymore. You're gonna be a zombie.
Yeah, I have to
You're still you for a while. You're still you for a while. I'm still me, but I haven't turned yet. You know, so like I'm still me for.
I know this isn't the compassionate answer, but I would have to wait until you turned, so you weren't you anymore. Because while you're still you, you'd be like a person. But then when you're a zombie, pow, pow.
Yeah, I think I would tie people down or something like that, or put them in a place, you know, so that they when they turned. That then I could kill them once they turned. You know, I would, I would restrain someone.
You're gonna get bit. This is why you got bit.
Yeah, it's wasting time. You're wasting time, man.
I'd only keep you around if we were you one last time before you turned, and then I kill you. And I want you to go out in style.
You can't have sex with an infected person. You can't do that because you get infected.
Okay.
Now you died.
You just wear a condom.
Yeah,
condoms stop zombies.
I mean, they stop AIDS. I'm sure they stop zombie.
But they don't stop herpes.
Ariel.
Hey.
Ariel, would
is zombie herpes or AIDS?
Would you kill somebody? If I was bitten by a zombie before I turned.
Yeah, I think I would do like a murder suey in any sort of like zombie situation, just because like I have no interest in surviving any kind of apocalypse. I would like to go immediately. So but if then, I have not if, been bitten, I'm killing
that's your
you
feelings,
and killing me.
If that's your feelings, then why add in the murder part?
You know, just to go out with like if I'm going down, I'm bringing you with me.
Oh, I got it. Okay. Pettiness.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, great. Okay, so you know, spirited conversation. I'm going to say a bell all the way around, everybody. Nice.
Yeah.
And the bell goes to Vanetta. All right, Vanetta, great job. You've answered all six questions. Thank you very much. Now it's time to decide whether or not you get $5 for appearing on the show. But before we do that, will you tell everybody out there where they can find you?
You can find me mostly on Instagram. My name is Vanetta.Schofield, or you can just type in the Booker and the Talent, and I will show up.
Nice. The Booker and the Talent. Also a brand. Nice work. Shaq and I need to step it up. All right. Now it's time to decide whether or not you get $5. Vanetta, as always, I like to canvas the room. Let's start with you, Shaq. What do you think? Should Vanetta get $5 for her appearance on the show?
Okay, two things. She said she would murder a newborn tiger.
Lion.
Lion?
Yeah, it was a lion.
Okay, not a fan of that. Second thing, she said she would have sex with a zombie. I don't like that either. Everything else was great. So I'm going to say no. Those two things really shook me to my core.
All right.
That made you feel something, Jack. Thank you.
Yeah.
What do you think, Mike? Should Vanetta get $5 for her appearance on the show?
Yes, Vanetta, please don't hurt me. I'm thoroughly scared of her, so I think she should get $5. Just terrifying human being, amazing. You're so wonderful. Please don't hurt me.
All right. Okay. Fear moves him toward being on your side, I guess, which is great.
Oh God.
Ariel, what do you think? Should Vanetta get $5 for her appearance on the show?
Yeah, I really liked when she said, "Victor, fuck you and your bell." I think I think we all feel that on some level, and so I think she should absolutely get $5.
This conversation is getting so boring. All right, now we always like to check in with our producer Rachel. Rachel, what do you think? Should Vanetta get $5 for her appearance on the show?
You know, we got to talk about anger, and as a mental health professional, it brought me a lot of joy to be talking about our emotions. And so for that reason, she should get the $5.
Great. I don't know. Everybody here knows that Rachel is actually a licensed and practicing therapist.
It's true. I am a state official mental health professional.
And are you accepting new clients?
See, that's why she wants me to get the $5.
She can't ever be your therapist once you're on this show. She can't.
Yeah. I've recently come into some money. So.
I could help you find someone, but it's not going to be me.
All right. Rachel, get out of here. Put away your, what is it called? The board that you hold up to show your sign of your business? What, the
sandwich board?
Slate? The what?
The sandwich board.
No, it's not a sandwich board. It's a thing that hangs outside of English bars. It's a
thing that
hangs. It hangs outside of like an English bar, and it's like on a shingle. It's a shingle. Put your shingle away. That's actually it. It's a shingle. I'm an idiot. I was describing it with what it was. Rachel, please.
I'm gonna go shingle my shingle.
Nice. Great stuff.
Boo.
All right, Vanetta, we've heard from everybody but you. So I'm asking you, what do you think? Should you get $5 for your appearance on the show?
Yeah, I was pretty honest. So I think just for that, I should get some money.
I will say this. Usually when I do these shows in groups of three, I've never given $5 out to everyone except today. You get $5, Vanetta. Great job on the show. I was very happy with everyone intermittently. Now, it is time to find out, to wrap this up. So, Shaq, tell me, what did you learn from this week's show?
I learned that Vanetta Schofield is down to have sex with a zombie. And, you know, to each his own.
To each his own. I'll say it a third time. Everybody, check us out at 6 Unseemly on all social media at unseemlyquestions.com.
A podcast network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.